This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Umo with you. It's 5:36 in the evening. Lynn Mark is here with us for the market wrap. But first, let's talk about Bank Negara Malaysia. They have maintained the overnight policy rate at 3.25%. What can you tell us, Lynn?
So this was largely in line with analyst predictions. Before this, the discussion was surrounding the fact that the central bank was likely to look past the volatility in inflation and focus on growth.
All right.
So in a statement today, Bank Negara maintained the overnight policy rate as the country's positive growth performance is expected to be sustained, driven by both domestic and external demand. The central bank also said at the current level of OPR, the degree of monetary accommodativeness is consistent with the intended policy stance.
Right. So BNM also expects the economy to continue to expand in the first half of the year. Is that correct?
Sorry, second half of this year. Yes.
Right.
So this is supported by the private sector activity and an added boost from net exports, they say. The central bank also expects the external sector will benefit from a sustained global growth momentum. So domestic financial markets have remained resilient as well, despite the foreign outflows throughout the first half of the year. Aside from that, headline inflation is also expected to be lower than earlier forecast, and additionally, private consumption, which the central bank projected to boost the economy, is expected to be underpinned by continued wage and employment growth. So good news for us employees.
All right. Moving on to stocks. George Kent was down today. What's happening there?
George Kent was down 7.5% at 99 cents. So they probably saw some impact from the recent news about the LRT3 since George Kent, along with Malaysian Resources Corp, are the project delivery partners for the rail line.
All right, Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that market wrap. We've got more coming your way right here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.